It's the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good, Rocco. Thanks.
Good to hear, Dave. Good to hear. And I wanted to start with the piece that you had late last week. And, you know, more folks, getting vaccinated, more things are starting to happen in society. That includes travel. And the Lorain County Regional Airport received some funding that might be able to help in that regard. And again, you had the story on that. So what are the details with this one?
So basically, what happened here is that the Lorain County Regional Airport, which had to do some real cleaning and scrubbing, you know, just to make sure that it was COVID ready for, you know, for any travelers, anybody flying in on, you know, on private planes or on, you know, small commercial aircraft, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They basically got are going to get, as soon as the money comes through, $23,000 from the Federal Aviation Administration, commonly known as the FAA, so that they can do some real deep cleaning. You know, it's also for operations, for personnel, for the, you know, the folks that had to come in and actually do the cleaning, you know, sanitizing, janitorial services, and also to help just, you know, stop the spread of the coronavirus and COVID-19 at the airport, and things of that nature. So that's part of about $30 million in other grants that went to airports throughout the state of Ohio. There was a little bit of a delay, on the application. There wasn't with us all doing these things virtually and you know, at distance, you know, distance learning and distance meetings and all those kinds of things. There was a little bit of a mess up with an electronic signature, but that's been sorted out on that application, and so the county should be getting that $23,000 here in the next couple weeks.
Fantastic. And you kind of mentioned the different things that it would be going to. And I don't think people realize, you know, not only do places, including airports, have to try and reopen after going through all these hard times, you got to do so in a different way, right? Kind of like you mentioned with the cleaning and the sanitation and all of that. So much needed money moving into the county soon there for the Lorain County Regional Airport. So a good story there. This next one I wanted to talk to you about, Dave, comes from your colleagues, Lainey Yost and Dylan Reynolds. Looks like Ohio will be losing a seat in the House of Representatives. What's the impact here? Is there a big local effect to be concerned about with this one?
Well, at this point, we really don't know.
Okay.
Basically, what happened was 2020 population data was released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Monday. And even though Ohio grew by about 300,000 residents, that's about 2.3%, it's a slower rate than other regions of the country. The U.S. South is growing at an increased rate. So they may have some of the states down there may have gained a seat here or there. Ohio was the runner up to keep its 16th congressional seat, right behind New York. Texas, you know, as I was saying, like the U.S. South, Texas gained two seats. Colorado, Montana, North Carolina, Florida, and Oregon all gained an additional seat. And Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, and Pennsylvania all lost one. Mm. Even though the Midwest grew by about 3.2% in population, you know, over the past 10 years. So I think you're also actually going to see that West Virginia, New York, and California are going to lose seats. Some Democrats in the state, and also others, some liberal organizations, some progressive organizations, were kind of upset about how this is going. Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur from the Democrat from Toledo said it was unfortunate news, but the state legislature also is having to redraw some new bipartisan districts, some districts that'll change shape and maybe sort of change demographics, make them a little bit more fair, as Ohio is, as critics have noted, one of the most gerrymandered states in the union.
All right. Yeah, well, that'll certainly be something to keep an eye on moving forward. And like you said, we don't really know if there's a local impact on that quite yet, right? That'll still take a little bit of time to kind of figure out and understand.
That's true. Yeah, especially with the districts, you know, congressional districts being redrawn. We're not really going to know immediately what's happening. So you'll have that, you know, you'll have that process, that apportionment process where the 435 seats in the U.S. House are divided among the 50 states. You're going to have that. You're going to have some other questions and concerns about what exactly this means geographically.
Okay.
you know, and Ohio has seen this before. Back in 2010, it lost two House seats. Now I've heard some experts and some people who have been around a little bit longer than I have say that, you know, Ohio basically hit had a peak of about, you know, well, we're edging up on about 12 million residents. I think we'll probably hit that easily by the next census, just with the growth rate of the population. But at the same time, you know, Ohio has had, you know, has been from, you know, about 11 million to between 12 million for about the past 40 or almost 50 years, is what I have been told in the past. So we'll see if that, you know, demographically things start to shake up and change a little bit. But that is definitely something to keep an eye out on, and we'll let you know more in the Chronicle Telegram when we find out.
There you go. Absolutely. Something to keep an eye on moving forward. Dave O'Brien, our guest here this morning from the Chronicle Telegram. This segment brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. It is the local beat. Dave, what do you and your colleagues at the Chronicle have for us in the way of upcoming stories this week?
Well, we've got a commissioner's meeting this morning that will be in the paper. You know, as long as something newsworthy happens, we'll have that. I've also got a story about an arrest in a string of robberies that happened in Elyria and North Ridgeville that'll be in this morning's paper, and just some other general news from around the county. We just had our election section come out, so everybody should go and pick up a copy of that. Our election tab is out with all the races that are going to be on the primary ballot coming up next week on May 4th. So make sure you, if you haven't already, you know, send in your absentee ballot application. Make sure you do that, or go out to the polls and vote.
There you go. You heard the man. Listen to him. Wise instructions from Mr. O'Brien. And, of course, Chronicle Telegram, ChronicleT.com, the spot to go if you can't get the physical paper, virtual e-edition online there. So, again, ChronicleT.com, the spot to go. All right, Dave, we can close out the interview as we do each and every week here on the Local Beat. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, Rocco, I don't know if I've identified more with a 911 call than I have with this one that was shared by again by our friends at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter @NEO_scan. Dateline Cleveland, 5th District of the Cleveland Police Department, got a report that a woman was crying on the 911 line because her cable had been out for 2 days.
Oh, wow. Me and you both, lady. The entertainment, man. We need that. We need that in our life. Wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly not the most emergency-inducing situation, but certainly a concern when you're missing cable. That's a lot you're missing out on. So
Not terribly emergent, except for her. So, please stay off of 911 unless you have an actual emergency. as a former boss of mine said, don't call me unless you're bleeding or on fire.
There you go. words to live by right there. Dave, thank you so much for joining me here this week on The Local Beat. Look forward to catching up again next week, man.
Sounds good, Rocco. Thanks so much.